views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some very smart people along the way. And it's my pleasure to share with you their exclusive information or inclusive information and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems. And my guest today is Karen Campbell-Betton. I just want to say that we do love to hear from you, so you can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Karen is a certified body talk practitioner, a UN method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse, practitioner, and mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. We as humans only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives. And Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and healthcare to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, family, community, and on the continent and the globe. And Karen, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. We decided today we were going to talk about divine feminine energy, and both being divine feminine women shouldn't be too difficult for us. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Been very busy. I have the energetic upgrade seminars are coming up with Mark Kettenbach, and that'll be in Vancouver on June 10th. We're having like a get to know event, and then we're also on the 12th, 13th, 14th of June, we're having the actual seminar, and then we decided to have a little seminar in Kelowna here on June 6th, and that's like at my kickboxing circuit, a 30-minute hit. That's where I go and punch the bags and kick the bags. It's a lot of fun there. So yeah, it's been busy, and you know, I say this a lot, but I think this time when I say it, it's actually going to happen, that I'm in the final edit of my book.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know how many times you can edit a book, but several I'm finding.
I'm looking forward to reading that book.
yeah, I'm looking forward to cutting the cord. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that it's perfect that I'm giving birth to it on Mother's Day, right?
Beautiful.
Or close to. Yeah. And I, you know, so you and I work together a lot, but we've both been so busy that we haven't really had a whole lot of time to connect with each other. And this is kind of like what I'm finding when I'm working with clients right now. So many people are saying this, and, like, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, you know, honoring the divine feminine and putting ourselves first as women.
Yeah. I, I feel like, you know, my business and my desires continue to expand as to what I feel I'm here to bring to the world, right? I feel often as my background in nursing and trauma nursing and all of that, I often serve as a bridge to people expanding, you know, what, how they bring about health and wellness into their lives. But an aspect that has most recently resonated on such a deep level to me is this idea, and there's so many different words that we use for it. I'd almost like to create a whole new dictionary of words that define this experience of what I, you know, in our advertising for this show, we call divine feminine goddess energy. And what I'd like to share with everyone is, you know, the difference between that and what we often experience in this world, right? So one of the main differences to connect you all into this energy would be the idea of what a thought is, right? And so often our thoughts are these almost like a pre-programmed cultural training, you know? So, and it has these sort of whispers of how things should be done and how they must be done and how, what we need to do, these very goal-oriented actions that sort of limit the breath that the feminine energy has to bring. And we often, you know, our culture often makes fun of the feminine energy, right? And diminishes its power in saying that changing your mind is not a good thing. But the feminine energy, in rooted in its wisdom and knowing, shifts with what comes in, comes to us, right? The masculine energy makes a call, makes a change, and sticks with it. The feminine energy works with what is. And that's present in all of us. And I would really love, because I feel like this is what we do together, Colette, on a regular basis, is expand on this wisdom and knowing. And often, you know, even in the show, when we do strengthening together or anyone strengthening to their core, particularly if there's a female, but even if they're a male, because both of us express our feminine and masculine energy. But connecting into that deep wisdom and knowing where your decisions come without a moment's hesitation, right? Where they're filled with inspiration.
What a beautiful way to put it, because it's true. Like for a lot of women, you know, mothers in particular can really relate to this. I find there's just those moments where you just know you need to call your child, or you just what a lot of people don't realize is that you can tap into that and you can have that on, like, that's what I call the higher self network. It's like MSN, only HSN.
Right,
and I'd say the major difference is, like, you know, you have to log on to like MSN to chat with people. On the higher self network, we are in continuous communication, whether we're aware of it or not.
Right.
So, you know, and women, in some ways, you know, some women would say all that, you know, men have it better. And I, you know, because it's a man's world and all that. And I totally disagree after speaking to men and women from around the world. It's not better. It's just different.
Exactly.
You know, it's we're not in a war with each other or a battle between the sexes.
No.
That's such inaccurate information. We all have male and female aspects. We do have to take a break here right away. And we do have two callers on the line. Hang in there, callers, and we'll take you as soon as we come back. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Sometimes we could just lay it out. Let's take a look. in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. Karen, before we continue and take the first caller, can you just share your contact information so I make sure that you do?
Thank you. Yes, my name, as you already heard so many times, thankfully, is Karen Campbell-Benton. My website is www.intuitiveliving.ny.com. And my email is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at intuitivelivingny.com. And you can get my phone number on there, but it's 917-685-1528 with the U.S. code of one, you know, before all that.
Awesome. Thank you. And just for people listening in, if you want to call in and get an energetic shift this morning, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take the first call now from Alex in Ottawa, Canada. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi Alex. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I am needing an energetic shift following a doctor's appointment. My doctor did a pelvic exam, and she thinks she might have found an ovarian cyst. And And I know those are pretty common, but in the course of the time that I'm waiting to go for like a follow-up kind of ultrasound test, I've been feeling a lot of fear around it.
Okay. I just like to get a baseline for the fear, or for what you're feeling, and zero being that it's neutral and 10 being like the worst. Where are you on that scale?
I put myself at a 6.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting. Let's first and foremost, for anyone listening in that, it kind of runs into this, we want to just strengthen for you, everyone, like the authentic self, body, mm-hmm. soul, spirit. So it's nice and balanced so that you're not going to get, the information is what weakens people. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. And Karen, what are you picking up right away? I can feel you working away there.
Well, so there's this idea of wisdom, sort of the first thing that kind of flew into my awareness, but then knowing. So there's a weakness for knowing in you, right? And it's not limited to this specific diagnosis, but it's knowing in life, right? So all the accumulated experiences of knowing and accumulated experiences of not knowing and how it sabotaged your ability to step into the flow of your life because of the sort of shutdown, freeze, and pause that the not knowing brought about your life, which is connected to the cultural and collective experience of limiting what we determine knowing to be consisting of, if you know what I mean. So we just strengthen you that so that your wisdom can expand on its awareness of what influences and creates knowing, and strengthen you to the future of knowing, not knowing, and neutrality, right? So that when you're experiencing not knowing, you can connect to your core energy to access your creative wisdom and bring about your feminine energy to step into the flow of your life and allow the answers to arise to you. Whether you're aligning with the universal energy, so you get little cues in the world, but you actually see those cues because you're feeling grounded and connected to the earth. And with that, the last little piece is just a little boost into your sexual chakra, where we receive abundance and creativity and intuition, and we express that consciousness. So and your first chakra too. So getting you connected to the earth and your material awareness of your connection to the earth, and so that you can expand from there.
That is exactly what I was picking up, this weakness in the base chakra of the survival. And, women, we have an ability, and a lot of women aren't aware of this, that, we do have a vagina, so we can breathe in that energy up from the earth. And we want to strengthen that for you, like that you breathe in the love and the joy and the creativity. And I'm also picking up with the cyst, is there something that has happened for you relationship wise in the past here, like that's bothering you?
Yes. Oh, that's bothering me. Well, I'm in a new relationship, but my partner, the only thing that comes to mind is that my partner's not as open to alternative and energy and, that type of belief system. Like, his belief system is very Western, his mother died of a brain tumor. Like, I think he's got a lot of fear in those areas, where I didn't have that until I started dating
him. You're more, what Karen was picking up, and I right away picked this up, is it's coming from the relationship of not with this particular man, but all the men that think like that. And, it's coming from that hysterectomy energy, women, the word hysterectomy actually comes from, hystera, which is women are hysterical, that, we're a little bit crazy. And we can call it a little bit crazy, or we can call it a little bit intuitive. We just let that go, and we want to just strengthen you to that. I just want to ask you right now if this fear is shifted for you in any way.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Do you see that? you are really picking up a lot of the anger from the divine feminine is kind of waking up here on the earth and kind of not wanting to be closed down, shut down, be quiet, don't talk about this stuff anymore. This is coming up, and you know, your vagina and your mouth are intimately connected, and this is what's coming up for you is, like, you want to be able to speak your truth. You can also feel this in your throat chakra, so we just strengthen that. And I just would like to ask you what number you're at now.
I think feels like a 3.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting... It's dropping. It's, you know, down. I'm getting 2.5. Karen, where are you at?
Between 2 and 3. I didn't come up with the 2.5, you know. I don't have that linear brain right now. Just kidding. an imagery that's coming up for me to share with you would be, you know, when you're hearing about this ovarian system and the way you're being described, you know, you can imagine play with it, you know, quote unquote play, using the art of play and creativity and discovery to say, you know, this experience is my deeper wisdom, bringing this up and whispering my deep knowing to me, you know. So in the quiet space, you can kind of, you know, open to and expand on the wisdom that has been blocked up from your experiences up until this point in your life, and how this ovarian cyst is an opportunity to open a new dialogue with the inner landscape of your being and open to the expression of your divine feminine energy in the space that you are. And then all these other people or players showing up in the life to support you in that expansion, from the doctor to your boyfriend, you know, to whoever may show up. And even if they're triggering you, they are giving you an opportunity to expand and dissolve that which has been limiting you to this point in speaking your deepest feminine truth and expansion.
Yeah, that was said beautifully. How are you feeling, Alex, now?
Oh, much, much better.
Yeah.
I thank you. I just wanted to say that the feminine energy, like, I'm an artist and I try to communicate that through my work, and I have been feeling blocked on that level, and I felt that there was a connection, definitely. So I'm going to keep on speaking my truth through my work, through my life, and I think that will be the gateway through this right now.
You know, this is like if we look at this as a gift, it's showing you. Cysts quite often come up as anger. And so, you know, anger is the gift that keeps on giving, but not in a great way. It blocks things.
And as we age, right, we become more connected to our feminine wisdom. And then, but when we become of the awareness of that wisdom, we do realize we've got some freaking anger underneath there from all the experiences of it being diminished, right? So, you know,
absolutely.
Just keep opening that dialogue with the earth and with the world, and, you know, connecting with Colette and the show and all these opportunities that you attract in your life to change that dialogue.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in, Alex. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
Going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
We've already said.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Benton here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930. For the break, we had Alex on the line, and Karen and I were just talking through the break about how, you know, it was so perfect that, thank you, Alex, for calling in. You know, this is an example of how the body shows us, you know, where we are holding anger. And so we just strengthen that for all women out there, you know, when it comes to the fear around being, you know, finding a cyst or whatever in that area of your body, people tend to panic. But basically, there's a lot of women right now that both Karen and I were discussing it on the just before the break that are, or on the break, that, and there's a lot of women, our clients, are feeling the anger mounting as they get in touch with this energy, because women are starting to want to speak their truth and be and have the power to do it more and more, you know, these days. So did you want, we do have another caller. I'd like to take her call because she's been patiently waiting here. And I just wanted to say, Jennifer from Larchmont, are you there?
I am.
Hi, what can Karen and I do for you this morning?
Well, I think I could use an energy shift in the area of, I don't know how to explain, a lot of change going on, and looking for that sort of peace of mind, intuition, clarity, as opposed to fear and sort of the static that starts to come in that muddies your ability to think clearly.
Okay. And when you get in touch with that right now, in this moment, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being, you know, neutral, 10 being like really upset about it, or the most upset about it, where are you?
I mean, I would have told you last night I was probably around a 10. Today I'm probably more
or
around
a 10,000, I'm getting.
Yeah, yes, right. There was really high. I'm like in a much better space today, which is why this is such a perfect time to do this. And I feel like it's dropping. It's like probably like in a 5 or 6, but what I just don't want to do is have something trigger me back up to a 10. I feel like that could. I feel really vulnerable to that kind of instability.
Okay, so Karen, I can feel you working away again here, so you may as well go.
So first thing that kind of comes up, it would be, you know, just instability, right? You feel that word and it feels so very, your whole body goes weak and almost collapses on the inside. So for your conscious mind, I want to feed you the possibility that wisdom, you know, arises out of instability, and that the natural feminine energy and the wisdom that we garner from it comes from ebbs and flows, you know, and emotions, and that emotions are really just like any other sensations in our body, vehicles for us to get a connection to our deeper wisdom. But if we're not grounded enough and connected enough to the earth and the support of feminine goddess energy that supports us to open to the messages that our emotions and our vibrations have for us, and we sabotage our ability to get anything out of it, and we go up and down this roller coaster without ever perceiving the wisdom that is there for us, right? So deepen that vibration, and sometimes labeling it can strengthen it, sometimes labeling it can weaken it, right? Because we say stuff to ourselves like, oh, I can't believe I'm sad again. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why don't I have this, right? Which is really only sabotaging our ability to connect to our wisdom. So one, I want to strengthen you to all the misinformation around chaos and instability that more aligns us with that masculine energy that says we need to make a decision, make a change, and move on, versus riding with what is and opening and expanding to the experiences that are in there for us.
Absolutely. And this is something that has been coming up so much with so many of my clients in the last 2 weeks in particular. And it's something, I was just out at Spring Festival of Awareness giving my E=MC² talk, which is basically about sacred geometry and how the universe really works, you know, like in a way that people can understand it. And what's important to understand is that when people feel like they're going backwards, it triggers them. And yet it's very natural for us to go backwards. And if you know anything about the Fibonacci series, that's, you know, like the perfect natural rhythm that we can see on the earth of, you know, how trees, how the branches are formed, the spirals throughout like pine cones and through, you know, pineapples, and just the perfect structure of the fabric of the universe. And in nature, when the Fibonacci series, you know, when nature counts 1 + 1 = 2. And then nature reaches back into the past to add 2 + 1 = 3, and then 3 + 2 = 5, and then 5 + 3 = 8. So it's very, very natural for when people are moving forward to move, to feel like they're going backwards a little bit, because if you even watch the waves, when one wave is coming in, there's always a wave going out underneath it. And so we just want to strengthen everybody to that. You know, it's not that you're going
cycles,
backwards.
The rhythms, it's beautiful. Yeah,
it's a rhythm. It's like a, you know, you can't, like, you wouldn't want to just be going full force ahead without having that beautiful ebb and flow. You know, it's the in and out, you know, it's the fun part about being divine and being feminine. So we just want to strengthen that for you, and getting in touch with that rhythm from your heart is what I'm getting. Like, just really strengthen you to that, that you're in, you know, that your heartbeat is in rhythm with the earth and her beat, and that, you know, you're loved. And so we just strengthen that. It's not like a judgmental mama, you know. this divine feminine energy is, it's about love.
Yes.
And so we just strengthen all of that. And I just would like to check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
Those are calming thoughts. And I really, you know, really heard Karen too. And I think the ebb and flow is a beautiful thought, and it is a way of looking at change. But I really heard Karen's comments about the intuition piece and allowing
the
emotions.
And so let's bring to your awareness an aspect of your intuition that is showing you how you can be aligned with the earth. Like yesterday, like I have so many clients even recently calling me in the last couple of days with these huge experiences of deep sensations. That's so fully aligned with the moon, right? We're in the, you know, where the full moon was on Monday. So, you know, how, and that supports that, right? And it supports that beautiful alignment with the universe to release and let go. So these sensations arise because we desire to let go of them, to expand on our beingness. And it can only happen through the support of release, right? If we're pursuing happiness and the goodness all the time, we're not having an awareness and a wisdom of the two sides. Exactly another way of describing what Colette said. So what number would you say you're at now?
I'd say like a 3.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it's moving down.
I'm more solid
here.
3.
Pardon me?
A more solid 3 versus where I felt that sort of volatility. I feel like there's a lot of peace in what you just talked about.
Yeah, Karen, that was beautiful how you expressed that, and I think the part that feels like maybe is still a little bit weak for you in particular right now is just being okay with other people being chaotic around you and just allowing that, you know, just being like the eye of the storm, and you can, you know, not participating in the drama. And so not getting dragged into it, not, you know, going in that direction. So we just strengthen that, just being able that no matter what direction things are going, that you're going to be centered and stable and totally balanced in it. And we just strengthen that for you and everybody else listening in. Karen, do you have any last words here for
It's coming up just to maybe bring to your awareness the possibility of inviting in tools in your life that will support you to connect to this vibrational energy in the storm of the collective energy. You know, whatever they may be, you know, and be open to how they show up, whether they be energetic tools or whatever they may be open to where the signs may show you in the coming weeks or so that will support you in expanding in the acceptance, right? Self-acceptance of what is going on right now and connecting to a vibration that brings your consciousness to what you desire to expand to. Even if it's just Colette's radio show once a week.
It's awesome.
Very powerful.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jennifer. Another caller on the line, but we have to take a quick break here. So when we come back, we'll take that caller. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with all of you. And I am happy to say that my long-awaited book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff That You Wish Your Mom Would Have Known to Tell You, is now, it's almost going to be out there. A word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back after this break.
I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting things will never
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Dr. Love's Quickies. Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with my guest, Karen Campbell-Betton. I just want to mention before I forget that if people are interested in the Energetic Upgrade Seminar upcoming in Vancouver on the 12th, 13th, 14th. And we have the Come and Meet Colette and Mark. And Mark, it's rare for him to be in North America. That will be on June 10th. We do have free tickets for anyone who's going to be in that area. So you can actually email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com if you're interested in getting those tickets. And you can go to www.energeticupgrade.com for more information about the upcoming seminar, Relationship Rescue Round 2. And we do have Julie from Ottawa, Ontario on the line. Julie, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Gosh, I have so many things, but I guess I have a fair bit of stress around moving forward, around how I'm going to make money. I've spent a very restless night sort of tossing and turning and just feeling stuff kind of around my gut, and my energy hasn't been running through to my legs very well, so I'm just wondering what you can pick up.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you?
Actually, my head jumps to 5, mm-hmm. but I feel like
that's
it could be worse.
That's your, like, when it's people right away think they're thinking it, but it's what you're feeling. And I got a clear 5 also. Karen, okay. What would you like to tell Julie here?
I feel that the last statement you said was the weakest one that came up, you know, felt like I was drawn to that, you know, the energy's not running in your legs. And I feel that too. yeah. So what's kind of coming up? Got to let it arise. Let's see, Colette, if you have something for the moment, I'm going to let
what I right away picked up is just like the five is kind of being like half there, half not. You know, it's halfway. Like you've half, it's just coming up all this kind of half energy. And so we want to strengthen you to that, you know, that you're not cut in half, that the energy isn't like a cut in half from your feet to the top, to the crown. It's just coming out, like really being able to manifest in the third dimensional plane. We just want to strengthen that, take all that coming from, you know, from your intuition and allowing that to provide creative solutions for you. Rather, as again, what I said, rather than thinking, feeling, and let's connect the transmission from your heart to your central nervous system so that your heart is connected to your authentic desires. So we want to strengthen that for you, that you everyone listening in right now, that you know, that your heart and your central nervous system are connected here, so that when you manifest, you're going to manifest authentic desires that matter to you from the heart. Is what you're creating physical matter is what's coming up. So we want to make sure that that matter is created from the heart. So just strengthen that for you, Karen.
Yeah, so musculoskeletal system, just in general, I'd like to sort of highlight that to your spinal cord, just kind of your deep wisdom and knowing your cerebral spinal fluid. It's feeling quite clouded right now. So it's clouded with thoughts. It's being influenced by all of your accumulated past experiences of being cut off from your desires, cut off from your desires. I feel like I need to expand on desires, but it feels so weak. So meaning that there's almost a lack of comprehension of there is a holdback in stepping forward for you to connect to this desire. What is a desire? There's almost an aspect of your lower body that's like, desire, I've never heard of something like that. There's what I should do, there's what I have to do, there's what I really must do and what I need to do. And that seems to be to this point in your life where the majority of your action has come from. And your musculoskeletal system in the lower part of your body is like, yeah, no more. Let's expand on this possibility and connect to what you desire to do. And even maybe even practice speaking of it in that way, you know, each day or each evening feels even stronger to make a list of your desires and speak of them. And I choose to do this. I love to do this. I desire to do this. Bringing about that creatrix experience of the feminine goddess energy that supports you to create and discover and bring your soul expression of what it desires to do here from that place.
Total permission.
I give myself permission to have desires.
Very good.
I think that's actually been weak, has definitely been weak for me, because I've managed to, even if I feel an upsurge, I kind of talk myself out of it or limit myself quickly.
You go back into, I should be, I really must, and well, I'll get to that later. But what if those desires were really, you know, and it is, it's a new language. And again, with you, I would do the same, you know, open to how you can continue to support this concept of desires in your life. You know, what do you love to do? What makes you, what inspires you? You know, we've got enough people living, but the world needs to expand on that which makes us tick, you know. Dropping the old paradigm, sort of even that came from the period of depression and all that, what I must do, what I should do. And that served the humanity in that time period to get through that. But we're done with that. We need to expand on what we desire to do and share our gifts of the world that come. And particularly women have the power to bring this about more than anything and feed the masculine energy to make change. But with our creatrix and our discovery capacity that stems from connecting to our deep knowing.
Awesome. That was so well said. God is not sexist. There is no battle of the sexes. Let's support each other here. We have another caller, so I'm just going to take that caller quickly just so even we know what the issue is. We don't have a lot of time here, so we just want to know what the issue is, and then Karen and I'll work on it. Thank you so much for calling in, and we will take this last caller now. That is, let's see, who is that?
It's Jenny. Jenny, hi. Jenny from New York.
From New York.
So I'm working hard at removing blocks to my feminine power, and I sometimes feel like it's below the surface, and it wants to my love wants to surge out, and I'm, because of whatever belief systems and patterns and experiences, it's not coming out. It's like right there pushing, and I would love to let it flow better.
Well, yeah. You know what? It's like you're giving birth to the new woman.
Yeah.
That moment when they tell you not to push.
Exactly.
That's all you want to do.
Exactly. Oh, I love that.
It feels exactly like that.
We're really running out of time here. Thank you for expressing that. Karen and I will get in touch with that, you know, and we'll still work on it, even though that we're under time limit here. There is no time in Higher Self Network. So thank you so much for expressing what so many of us are feeling. Karen, thank you so much for being on the show. Can you believe that we've totally run out of time
here,
even though there's no time?
Time. Let's expand it. This is so fun. Thank you for having me, Colette.
Oh, it's a pleasure as always. I always enjoy working with you. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you for those of you who called in for expressing so beautifully what, you know, what's going on in the world right now. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Until next week, bye for now and enjoy your day.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create
create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.